And a charity who's been very, very solidly behind the Mark Hughes Foundation is the Big Three Trek, started by Lukey Alexander. And a young lady called Jamie Ferguson is going to be attacking the trek with the Big Three Trek. And I'm pleased to say Jamie's on the line. G'day, Jamie.
Hi, how are you going?
Jamie, could you please just start with sharing us your story? I know it's been a tough ride for yourself and your motivation to get behind the Big Three Trek.
Yeah, absolutely. So my husband, Scott, was diagnosed with brain cancer 3.5 years ago. Unfortunately, he lost his battle last year. So he was only 33 at the time, a week before his 34th birthday. So super young. But yeah, he was able to outlive his life expectancy 5 times. So he did really well. But yeah, it's not the nicest thing to go through. Absolutely. Yeah.
No, well, that is awful, tragic news to hear that, Jamie. And now you've got behind the Big Three Trek. And I suppose that the motivation behind that is to try and spread the awareness for brain cancer. Not a lot has changed in the 30 years. And the more we can get behind this and get some funds to try and help find some solutions to it, I suppose, all the better. Are you looking forward to this walk with the Big Three Trek? And no doubt there'll be other people, Jamie, who have found themselves in similar positions to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really looking forward to the walk. I mean, it's going to be a massive challenge, but absolutely nothing in comparison to what people deal with daily when they're fighting brain cancer. Like, as you said, things haven't changed in 30 years. Survival rates have only increased by 1%. And unfortunately, it's often young people. It's mostly children and adults under 40. So it's just such an important cause to get behind. These are young people in the prime of their lives. They have their whole lives ahead of them. And yeah, we just need to try and make a change for these people.
Am I right in saying that your husband Scott worked for the Knights and obviously knew Mark through the Knights as well, Jamie?
No, he was a Knights supporter and they had the same medical team. So
right.
We got to know Mark throughout their medical journey. So they became quite close and we got involved in the foundation with fundraising and all that kind of stuff. And then obviously since Ferg's passed away, I just threw myself into it, tried to share his story, you know, get the awareness out there and hopefully we can get some funding and make some changes with the statistics.
Absolutely. Tell us about this big trek you've got coming up. So you start in Newcastle and you make your way down to the SCG, is that right?
No, we start in Sydney and we make our way to Newcastle.
Oh, the other one.
So we're starting at the NRL HQ in Moore Park and then over 3 days we do 50 kilometres a day and we make our way to the Knights and Titans clash on the Friday night at McDonald Jones Stadium. So, it's going to be a massive, massive effort from, I think there's 50 of us doing it, so 150Ks, but honestly, it's just a walk and we'll be fine. We'll make it, hopefully.
Now, have you trained for this?
Yes.
It doesn't sound much, Jamie, when you say it. You say, oh, we're only walking, but I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's not easy.
I'm just like taking that whole like, you know, winging it approach. But I have been training. I do have a 1-year-old. We actually, I was pregnant at the time that Scott passed away. I had our baby just 4 weeks later. So I have my hands full with her. But I do what I can with her as long as she can hold the attention in the pram. I just, train as much as I can.
Isla will be travelling with you, your daughter. She'll be coming along.
Yeah. Yeah, so she'll be coming along for the first 5 and the last 5K, but honestly, yeah, that's probably enough for everyone.
Maybe get on a Google Maps and have a look at some shortcuts.
Yeah, definitely. I might chuck her to someone on the way. But no, yeah, honestly, just one foot in front of the other. That's kind of how I'm living my life at the moment. And I figure, honestly, it'll be so nice to meet all these people. And it's such a great cause. It's so, so worth getting behind. So, look, I'm like, it'll be fine. It's just a walk.
Hey, Jamie, I tell you, it reminded me of something, that beautiful name, Isla. So a mate of mine, his wife had a lot of trouble with breast cancer and, you know, kids weren't really going to be an option. And they ultimately had a little baby girl and they called her Myla, not Isla, Myla.
Oh,
and it was my little angel. And I suppose Isla could be is Scott's little angel. You know, it's a beautiful name.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Well, yeah, her middle name is Scott. So her first name's Isla Scott. Yeah. So Scott picked her name just before he passed away. We loved to travel, so he liked islands, and he's like, I like that name. I was like,
beautiful.
Yeah, all right, mate, whatever you want to name her. So, Yeah, well, I'm really, really lucky he was able to have a part in that. And yeah, she and he are both my motivation towards this. I just hope that no other family has to go through what I've had to go through. And yeah, hopefully, you know, other little girls can grow up with dads. And yeah, that's just my motivation every day.
Now, I've got a couple of friends who are doing it, who did it last year, a couple of cricketers that I've played with, Jay Lenton and Daniel Hughes, and I can tell you at the end of it, they were wrecked by the end of it. They were showing me videos of their swollen ankles. But I've been reading some stats. I mean, it kills more people under 40, including children, than any other cancer, but it gets less than 5% of government cancer research funding. Now, I've thrown my $100 into the boys. Good luck to them. What are you hoping to raise? You know, obviously the sky's the limit, but what are you hoping to raise funds-wise by the end of the walk?
I mean, like personally, I'd love to raise 150K. I think that would be a really, you know, doable target. You know, $1,000 for every kilometre we walk. I think that's pretty doable. But yeah, it is a big thing. And yeah, Jay and Dan, they're on our group chat, and I can tell that it wasn't easy. And yeah, but the banter sounded good. So I'm actually, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the talk. But I'd really think, 150,000 would be really, really good. But as you said, sky's the limit. We just keep going. We need all the funding we can get, like all the other cancers when they got funding behind them. Statistics changed. So if we can get the funding, hopefully survival rates can increase because, less than 1 in 10 people survive more than 5 years.
Now, I've donated
it's just wild.
I've donated my money. How do I get on and support your cause online? What's the best way to donate money if you can?
Yeah, so if you go to The Big Trek on Instagram or Facebook, there's a link. And the link sends you straight to the donation page. You can donate to any of the trackers or you can just donate to the main page. Also, you can go get your beanie from the Mark Hughes Foundation at Lowe's, IGA or online. So any of those ways, you just click the link, donate. No amount is too small and it's all tax deductible. So honestly, it's just the support behind it, starting the conversation. Anything is amazing.
Plenty of text messages coming in supporting you, Jamie, saying how proud Scott would be. Just before you go, the 50 kilometres a day, what does that roughly convert to when it's hours walking, would you suggest? What's the sort of run rate, would you say?
You walk at 4 or 5 k's an hour, so 10 hours for 50 k's, something like that?
Yeah, about that. But we've got 3 40-minute breaks. So we start at 5:30 and we're meant to get to our accommodation at 5:30 p.m. So it's a 12-hour walking day, with the breaks. But I heard that last year they went off course a couple of times and added a few hours. So I'm a bit worried about that part. But the first night I think they got in at 9 p.m.
Hey, Jamie, just be with these walking groups, and I've learnt this firsthand, there's always the rogue types, right? So I was in France and we had to go up the Pyrenees Mountains, and Trent Robinson was the coach over there at the time. And we were all tied by rope, Jamie, and the two blokes at the behind me were both called Sebastian, two Frenchies, right? And as we went further and further down the trek, the rope got tighter and tighter, right? Because you're only as good as your weakest link. And as it turns out, I'd ran out of water, so I said to one of the Sebastians, can I have a drink of your bottle? And he started laughing at the other Sebastian. And what was in their water bottle was vodka.
Right.
So.
That's the trick.
Yeah. So just be careful. Just be careful. There's always someone who goes rogue. But Jamie, wish you all the best. We might even try and give you a call when you're having the walk, and see how it's all going.
I might try the vodka trick.
Day 3, not day 2 or 1. Otherwise, it's going to be a long old walk for you. But Jamie, you've been very, very brave in sharing your story. We appreciate it, and you can donate markhughesfoundation.com.au or the Big 3 Trek, as you've mentioned, but get those beanies as well. Jamie Ferguson, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, well said.